Time now for this week's Coney Island Poutine Cafe Piffles Player Profile. I really want to know.
Tell me, who are you? So we're joined by Riders defensive end Toby Antigua. Toby, thanks for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
So we got Friday the 13th coming up. Do you have any superstitions?
Didn't even know it was Friday the 13th, honestly, but not really. I don't really have superstitions. I haven't really had any bad experiences on Friday the 13th for me to develop any, so I just treat it like a normal day.
So, again, being Friday the 13th, do you have any favorite scary movies, favorite Halloween movie, anything like that?
You know, I'm actually afraid of scary movies, to be honest, but one movie that I did, you know, watch growing up is like Hocus Pocus on Disney Channel. Yeah. That was one of my favorites, but other than that, I don't really mess with scary movies.
Not like Child's Play, nothing.
No. I saw Jason, Freddy, all those just creep me out, so I just stay away from them.
Okay, now other than that, you actually kind of took the answer for my next question. What else scares you? Does anything else scare you?
No, not really. Besides scary movies, snakes a little bit. Okay. You know, if I see a snake, I might just, you know.
Just like take cover, like
yeah,
you're gone?
Yeah, I've done that before, actually. I'm not afraid to admit it, but snakes, cold weather I'm scared of. So this Friday will be interesting. But other than that, no, I'm pretty cool with everything else.
Cold weather, you do realize you're playing in Saskatchewan, right?
Yeah.
It's going to get a lot worse.
I've heard stories of it, you know.
A little
but,
bit different than Tampa Bay.
Yeah, just a little bit, you know. But, you know, it's just an experience that you'll have to get used to. You know, you're up here to do a job, and, you know, the job comes with different difficult tasks, and getting over the cold will be one of them, so...
Now, if we were to poll the locker room and ask them to describe you in, you know, a word or two, what word would they use?
Probably smart and goofy. don't listen to him. You know, smart, goofy, laid back. You know, I pretty much those three.
What is your favorite life moment to date?
You know, just the journey of coming here. You know, just this whole journey has been really fun for me. It allowed me to see, you know, who I actually was, you know, under adverse times and things like that. So, you know, this whole journey of coming up to Saskatchewan and playing football, you know, after a long tenure out, you know, that's been my most favorite life memory so far.
Did you know anything about Saskatchewan before you came up here?
Absolutely nothing. I knew it was cold. That's about it.
That's pretty much all you need to
know.
That's all.
Yeah.
Is there any particular person or people in your life that give you inspiration?
You know, I try to draw inspiration from just about everybody I meet. You know, everybody has their own story. Everybody has, you know, their own truths that they can bestow upon you. So, you know, regardless of who it is, I always try to take, you know, something from them, whether that be little or small, you know, and just try to apply it to my daily life. So, I mean, if I were to, you know, name one particular person, I'd have to name a lot of people, you know, but there have been a lot of people that have been crucial to my development and my understanding of, you know, how life operates and, you know, what you're supposed to do in life and the people that you want to affect in life.
So we've met you, I guess we made the list, right?
Of course. Excellent. Of course. Right. With these smiles, you know, you're making me smile.
Now, if you could sit down with one person, dead or alive, for an hour, who would it be and what would you talk about?
Wow. Dead or alive. Jesus? Probably Jesus, you know. Just, I'm a man of faith, so, you know, talking to Jesus, well, would be pretty high on my priority list. And, you know, just talk about, you know, the way I'm supposed to live, what, you know, how to love people for who they are, and, you know, things of that nature.
So if you could pick any place to go on a dream vacation, where would you go?
One of the islands, anywhere but here. Probably Jamaica, Aruba, Antigua.
I was going to say, you share the name.
Yeah, I do. Right? You know, I'm going to make it down there.
You've never been there?
Not yet. I'm going to make it down there one of these days.
The island of 365 beaches, one beach for every day of the year.
Yeah.
So you got to take a full year.
Yep, and visit each one. You know, but yeah, one of those island places, I want to go to, what's that place in Mexico? Cancun. I would like to go to Cancun. You know, just all those tropical areas. I really want to go to the Amazon rainforest, kind of see where that, you know, how that is. I've been to Nigeria before. Off season, I'm going to South Korea, so I'll figure out how that, you know, that area is. I've heard it's very scenic. So, I mean, we'll see. You know, there's a lot of places I want to go.
Spain.
That's just like France, Spain.
Throw a dart on the globe. Yeah, and, right?
And I'll just go Dubai. My mom's been to Dubai. She said it's lovely. So Dubai would be another one on my list.
Hey, Who's your roommate on the road? And what's, like, the worst quality that just annoys the crap out of you?
My roommate is Samuel Iguavin. We call him Slug. Oh, my goodness. He does not know how to turn off his alarm. So he'll set his alarm for 7 o'clock, although we have nothing to do until 9 a.m., and he will not shut it off. He will hit snooze every time, and then 10 minutes later, it'll go off. Another 10 minutes later, he'll go off, and it's the most annoying song, too. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know, I tell him to turn it off, but he just doesn't listen. So, I mean, that's the most annoying thing he does.
Now, you guys just came back from a couple weeks out in Ontario. Obviously, it was a business trip. But are there any particular moments from that trip out to Ontario that kind of stand out?
I went shopping. You know, I did a lot of shopping. You know, I spent a lot of money on, you know, clothes and shoes, probably more than I should. But, you know, while you're out there, you got to, you know. So, you know, and the food was great. Food is delicious. You know, we ate at a couple different spots. Jamaican food, I love it.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law is Jamaican, so anytime I could get a little taste of home, I would love to. So, I mean, that's just food and shopping. That's two biggest things I really enjoy, other than winning those games out in Ontario.
Hey, now, how hard was the transition of going from a receiver in college to now playing defensive end?
Pretty difficult. Not gonna lie. You know, it's just different. You know, but you know, if as long as you're surrounded by great teammates who help you understand and help, you know, bring you along, you know, anything is possible. You know, but being on offense, it kind of helps me too. You know, playing defense, I understand, you know, what offenses try to do, what their schemes are. You know, just basically everything the offenses try to do, I already know. So I kind of can defend against it.
You know better.
Now in practice, we saw you with a pick six. Do you have a celebration planned if you ever hit the end zone?
I do. You know,
you're gonna show up the receivers, aren't you?
Of course, of course. You know, I played receiver, so you know I get. You don't understand how jealous I am that every time they get to get in the end zone, they do all their little fancy celebrations, and I'm just stuck on the sideline just watching them. I get really jealous. You know, so if I ever get the opportunity to be in the end zone, I will put on a show. I will definitely put on a show.
All right, and final one for you. It's the most important question that we ask, and we ask all the players, cats or dogs, and why?
Dogs. Cats creep me out. So add another one to the list of scary things. Because cats are just weird. I don't like cats. Dogs, you know, big cats, like I actually want a pet. Like I want a jaguar as a pet. I know it's kind of exotic, but that'd be like a cool pet to have. Not really a pet, but yeah.
You trained it as a pet, right?
Yeah, you could. You know, but definitely dogs, unless we're talking big cats. But dogs, little cats creep me out. They're just weird. So,
Toby, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.